Farley's in studio with us now. Luke, good morning. Appreciate you being here.
Chris, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. Hope you had a great 4th of July.
We did. Hope you did as well.
We did. Yeah, it's a big day when you're running for office. Parades all up and down the coast.
So. Why are you running for Labor Commissioner?
Well, I've got a passion for keeping workers safe and healthy and protecting their jobs at the same time. You know, the number one job of the North Carolina Labor Commissioner, despite what people think about the picture in the elevator, is to keep workers safe and healthy. But I care not just about keeping workers safe and healthy, but making sure that they stay employed, too, and have great jobs to go to. So
we'll piggyback on all those. But I am curious, outside of just the picture in the elevator, right? That's what a lot of North Carolinians think about the Labor Commissioner. How does the Labor Commissioner impact the lives of North Carolinians on a daily basis?
Almost every single North Carolinian is touched by the work of the Labor Department in North Carolina. This department regulates all employers and employees in this state. That's millions of people and thousands of jobs. And even if you don't work, you usually ride an elevator, maybe your kids ride an amusement ride, those things are inspected by the Labor Department. This department is all about protecting our workforce and keeping the public safe.
What are the issues that you think are most important in this campaign?
The most important issue in this campaign is to keep our working men and women safe and healthy, make sure everybody goes home at the end of the workday, but then the next day that they have a great job to go back to. I'm a jobs candidate. My office is going to be focused on making sure we drive economic prosperity in this state. I believe that the North Carolina Labor Department can actually be North Carolina's secret weapon for economic development.
Why do you believe that?
Well, because if this department is well run, if it is enforcing our state's labor and employment laws in a common sense way, businesses will say, this is a place we want to do business. You know, when a business is looking to expand its operations or even move to North Carolina, one of the things it's looking at is, what is the regulatory environment? Are the laws enforced in a fair and even-handed way so that business can do business and create jobs? And in that way, this department can help drive economic prosperity in North Carolina. And so if you happen to have any businesses listening, especially manufacturers, I want you all to know that North Carolina is going to be open for business when I'm Labor Commissioner.
Luke Farley, running for Labor Commissioner, joining us in studio. Heat safety seems to be a big issue in this race in general. How do you view just the heat-related issues for our workers in North Carolina?
Absolutely. We have to keep workers safe from the heat. But the question is, what's the best way to do it? Do we want a one-size-fits-all federal mandate from the Biden administration, which is what's getting pushed now? Or do we want a North Carolina solution tailored to the climate in North Carolina for North Carolina workers? And I favor that latter approach. You know, we're a big state. We have varied climates just from east to west in this state. So thinking that we're going to impose a federal mandate in North Carolina as a way to solve our own issues is just not the right approach. So I want to be sure we protect our workers with a North Carolina solution. And so if the Biden administration continues to push this one-size-fits-all mandate on the states, we're going to come up with our own approach here in North Carolina that's at least as effective as what the feds are pushing, but less burdensome on our businesses and protects our workers and their jobs at the same time.
North Carolina is a right-to-work state. Is that something you would continue to favor if you're elected to be Labor Commissioner?
Yeah, I do favor the right to work. And the simple reason is this. People have a right to join a union. That's a matter of federal law. They have a First Amendment right to freedom of assembly. But nobody should be forced to join a union just to keep their job. In my view, that's un-American. If you want to join a union, you can and should. But you shouldn't be forced to do it just to keep your job and have your paycheck docked for union dues. Unions need to be able to stand on their own 2 feet.
What are the biggest things you want our listeners to know about you and just your campaign in general?
That I care about our workforce. I'm in this to protect our workers and their jobs at the same time. That's really a critical philosophy for me, that if you really care about workers, you care about keeping them employed too. And you need to regulate in a way that protects the workers and their jobs.
We talked about the number of races that are going to impact the Council of State. And there are going to be a lot of new faces, regardless of the outcome of some of these elections, in the Council of State. So if you're elected as Labor Commissioner, how do you get up to speed helping the people of North Carolina in what's going to be a very different looking Council of State come the first of next year?
Well, I have got the best mentor you could ask for. I've got Sherry Berry, the former labor commissioner. I'm sure your listeners remember her as the elevator lady. She's our longest serving labor commissioner. She did the job for 20 years. And she is a dear friend of mine, and so I've got her in my corner. Nobody knows the job better than her. She did it longer than anybody else. She knows it better than anybody else alive, and I've got her support. So that's the number one thing I'll have in my corner.
As I let you go, where can people go to learn more about you, the issues that you think are important, and just your campaign in general?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got our website, lukeforlabor.com. That's Luke, the number four, labor.com. And would love to have your listeners check that out and learn more about what we stand for.
Luke Farley, candidate for Labor Commissioner in North Carolina. Really appreciate you coming in this morning. Look forward to having you back on the show.
Chris, great to see you, sir.